إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله يقول الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها أجمعين أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the verses of the Quran that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite in his Friday sermons is the verse that I recite every Jumu'ah, wherein Allah says, addressing all of the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. O you who believe, have mindfulness of Allah, taqwa of Allah, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, say a word that is upright, that is truthful, that is wholesome. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this verse that there is an expectation He has on us, that there are certain qualities He expects us to have as believers. As believers who profess and try to live La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah expects that we embody certain characteristics. Allah expects us to reflect the character traits of His most beloved and esteemed Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about whom he said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, you are indeed upon an exalted standard of character. This Prophet, the most beloved of Allah's creation, about whom his wife Sayyidina Aisha said radiyallahu anha, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, his character was the Qur'an. He was the embodiment of the Qur'anic realities. He was known as a Sadiq and Al-Amin even before Allah tasked him with the divine message of Islam. He was known as the truthful one and the trustworthy. The people of his time, of Quraysh, would say many things for and against him. But even among his enemies, he was always known as As-Sadiq and Al-Amin, the trustworthy and the truthful. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the embodiment of truthfulness and trustworthiness. His life was and is about truth, seeking truth, speaking truth, embodying truth, calling to truth, defending truth, being truth, and he expected that for his ummah as well. He commands his ummah to be people of truth. One of the reasons why Islam resonated among those early hundreds, and then thousands, and then tens of thousands, and later millions, is because the conduit was pure, the vessel of the da'wah was pure. The vessel of the invitation to Islam was pure. So when people heard it, they couldn't reject it on the basis of character. Those who rejected it could only reject it out of stubbornness, out of juhud. If we want to be conduits and vessels of this beautiful way of life and to spread it and touch souls, we have to be conduits of truth. We have to be vessels of truth. Dear brothers and sisters, people often ask why people are the way they are. Why are people so arrogant? And have they not considered that maybe the conduit, us, is not pure? If we lie, if we cheat, if we steal, if we deceive, if we are dishonest in our dealings with others, why would people take what we say about God? Why would people listen to what we say about the reality of the divine and the message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah? If we're not truthful in our dealings, why would people listen to things of a higher nature? We have to be conduits, vessels of truth. Let us explore some of the words of As-Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says in the famous hadith, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَمَا يَزَارُ رَجُلُ يَصْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقَ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبِ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَمَا يَزَارُ رَجُلُ يَكْذِبُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truthful one, said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ, you must speak the truth. عَلَيْكُمْ, you must hold to it. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ, for truthfulness guides to goodness and uprightness. And goodness and uprightness, al-birr, leads to Jannah. It guides to the path that leads one to the gardens of paradise. If we desire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the path we must take is the path of sidq, of truthfulness. He continues, a person will continue speaking the truth, وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقِ, and seeking it out. They will proactively seek out the truth. They will take it upon themselves to seek out the truth and to speak the truth. They will not just follow trends around them blindly. No, يَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقِ, they seek out truthfulness proactively. They pursue the truth. They seek the truth for truth's sake, no matter where it leads. حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا, until it is written with Allah that this person is truthful. They are recorded among those who are truthful. May Allah make us of those people. Ameen. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-Sadiq al-Amin, warns us against the opposite of truthfulness, which is lying. He says, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبِ, beware of lying. I warn you of lying. For lying leads to fujur, evil and transgression. And fujur leads you to hell, to the fire. Lying is what takes one directly to hell. He says, and a person will continue lying, and they will seek out lies. وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبِ, they will proactively seek out lies. It's not just lying here and there, but they are proactively seeking out dishonesty, looking for opportunities to perpetuate lies, because their nafs wants to push falsehood for some share of the world. That person will continue to lie, وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبِ, they will proactively seek out lying and falsehood, حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا, until that person is written as a liar in the sight of Allah. To be considered a liar in the sight of Allah is a devastating reality. To meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be told, أَنْتَ كَذَّابٌ, you are a liar, you were a liar in this world. That is a devastating reality. To be told that your life was filled with dishonesty, with lying, with cheating, with conniving, with slippery activities, tricking people and being dishonest. That is a devastating reality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the people of Sidq and take us away from all the qualities that take us in the direction of lying and dishonesty to ourselves and others. Ameen. In another hadith, from Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. He says, Awsani Khalili, my intimate friend, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave me counsel, saying, قُلْ الْحَقِّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّا. Speak the truth, even if it is bitter. Speak the truth, even if it is bitter. It is easy to project that onto other people. If we think that we're right and they're wrong, we can say, I should say something, because after all, I should speak the truth, even if it's bitter. But we should redirect this hadith and turn it towards ourselves, to say the truth about our own reality, even if it's bitter. To look inside ourselves and say, you know, this is a bitter truth, but I fail here. I have shortcomings here. I have blind spots here. I fail here. I'm going to speak the truth about myself, even if it is bitter. That is a virtue that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Abu Dharr al-Ghifari with, radiallahu anhu. In another hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the opposite of truthfulness, lying, is a quality of the hypocrites, among other qualities. In this hadith he said, أَرْبَعٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ كَانْ وَنَاطِقًا خَالِصًا. There are four qualities. Whoever has them all is a pure and unadulterated hypocrite. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خُلَّةٌ مِنْهَا مِنْهُنَّ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خُلَّةٌ مِنْ نِفَاقٍ. And whoever has one or some has a portion of hypocrisy. حَتَّى يَدْعَهَا, until this person leaves it. What are these qualities of hypocrisy? He says, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ خَضَرْ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ. Meaning, number one, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ, when he speaks, he tells lies. Truth for him is useful if it serves his ends. But if it doesn't serve his ends, he easily discards it and pursues lying. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ, when he speaks, he lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ, and when this person makes a promise, he breaks his promise. He may hide behind wallahi. He may hide behind inshallah, but he makes a promise and he breaks a promise. As some of the early imams, some of the early of the salaf would say, saying wallahi too often is silah al-munafiq. It is the weapon of the hypocrite. They hide behind wallahi. Likewise, he says, وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَضَبْ, and when this person makes a covenant, an agreement, he is treacherous. We all have covenants. We all have uhud, covenants in this country. We have covenants with others. We have covenants with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to betray those covenants is to have a quality of hypocrisy. And lastly, he said, وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ, when this person disputes with someone, when they get into a spat or an argument, when they dispute with someone, they act in a rude and insolent way. This person is all smiles until you disagree with them. They're all smiles until you voice your disagreement, and then they become rude. They become coarse. They become harsh in their conduct. Even if they're right, this is a quality of hypocrisy. When we look at this hadith, we see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions four qualities of hypocrisy. Whoever has all four is a pure and unadulterated hypocrite, meaning in their actions. And whoever has one or two has portions of hypocrisy until they leave them. When the person has the opposites of these qualities, they have the qualities of the believer, the mu'min. What are the opposites of these qualities? إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ, when he speaks, he tells a lie. The believer, however, when he speaks, he or she tells the truth. Number two, when he promises, he breaks his promise. But for the believer, when he promises or she promises, they keep it. And when the person makes a covenant, they violate it. But for the believer, when they make a covenant, they fulfill it. And lastly, the hypocrite, when he or she gets into an argument, they behave rudely. But for the believer, if they disagree with someone, they maintain their etiquette even if it gets a little heated. They don't transgress the bounds in their behavior with the person they may disagree with. These are the qualities of the believers. This is the way of the Prophet ﷺ. The polar opposite of being untruthful, of breaking agreements, of breaking promises, of cheating, of lying, of deceiving, of being sneaky and conniving, being flaky and being fraudulent. That is his way, the way of sidq, of truthfulness. Ibn Hibban rahimahullah mentions a hadith from Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, in which she said, for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, falsehood was the worst a person could have, the worst quality a person could have. And if a man told a lie in his presence, she said, it troubled him until the time he was informed that that person had repented. Meaning, sometimes people would tell lies in his presence, but he would not call them out. He would give them time to repent. But he would be troubled by that lie of theirs until he was told that that person has given up lying and they made tawbah. That troubled him. A Muslim may tell lies, but a mu'min, who is at a higher degree of iman, cannot tell lies, according to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِي الْكَذِبَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. It is only those who do not believe truly in the signs of Allah who invent lies, who make up lies. They are the liars. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this verse and said, يُخْبَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ and actions that conflict with our values. But there's another way that it can be removed that's very bad. And that is to remove that discomfort of cognitive dissonance by justifying the behavior or beliefs, by acquiring new information that outweighs the dissonant beliefs. This is found in a person who wants to do some of getting rid of that haram. They seek to justify the haram by finding a fatwa that will justify it, an isolated, anomalous, shad, rejected opinion that justifies what they're doing, so they can do it and say, I have justification, therefore I don't really feel bad about what I'm doing because it's actually okay. So they're removing that discomfort by lying to themselves. So we remove the discomfort by being true to ourselves. We don't remove the discomfort by lying to ourselves.